The hotel, a magnificent whitewashed colonial edifice, sprawled for nearly a block along the seaside. No sooner had we arrived, but three fine-looking native men, all wearing uniforms fit for a Maharaja, appeared to assist with our baggage. They all graciously placed their hands together under their chins, bowed, and gave us the traditional greeting, Ayubowan. Once inside the majestic lobby, we were welcomed by an exotically beautiful young woman wearing a regal sari that exposed her slender midriff. She was bearing a silver tray on which were small rolled towels. While still proffering the tray, she also bowed with an Ayubowan. I took a towel and was surprised to find that it was damp, chilled, and scented with cloves. The feeling of it as I wiped my face, hands, and neck was beyond refreshing. The setting, as Holmes and I relaxed in the shaded chairs on the hotel terrace, was as idyllic as I could imagine. I must say, Holmes, a man could become accustomed to a life in the tropics. An hour or two working in the colonial office in the morning, and then the remainder of the day for taking the waters, playing cricket, and our every whim indulged by the natives. What do you say to that, my